Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. I'm going to go ahead and shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. Okay, so this week is going to be a shorty. We're going to have ourselves a mini-sode. I was gone for like 4 weeks and I feel really guilty. So I was like, nah, I can't take Thanksgiving off too, you know. I tell you what, there's nothing like Gemini guilt, y'all. Nothing like that. So this week we're going to talk about a cop getting arrested, which is just one of my favorite things ever. I don't dislike the police, but some of them can be assholes and they get a little power hungry. So one of them getting arrested isn't so bad to me, you know. I've also got a drunken recording of my friends and I passionately discussing a new FMK. So that's coming up next. I'd say it's been a difficult week for my family, but we are still here trying our asses off every day. Thanksgiving is like, it's this week one. And it sucks because my mom isn't here to overeat with all of us. I legit broke down the other night and then thought of, not seeing that beautiful big-ass smile of hers at the table. But my mommy will always be my mommy, and I pledge to eat half of her mac and cheese. I pledge to do that. You know, got to keep from crying by laughing, you feel me? Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. I want you guys to subscribe, rate, and review to help us sister out. We're getting my podcast out to others. I would love that. I want to grow with you. Also, Pioneer Network, if you're ever listening to this, yo, sign me. I need some money. Okay, so what do you get when you mix an asshole with a badge? You get this next story right here. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, ladies and gents, we got ourselves a cold read, if you will. If you are just joining me, a cold read is when an actor is reading something for the first time and has to bring in all the characteristics of what's being read. It's often used a lot for auditions. And let me tell you something, I love me a good cold read. This one has to do with a cop, a cheeseburger, and our favorite state, Florida. Because you guys already know Florida is on some other shit. So let's just go ahead and get to this this cop, this cheeseburger in Florida. All right, so I came across this, obviously one of my favorite websites ever, smokinggun.com. That is my go-to for a lot of the things that we discuss on this podcast. So this actually happened this year back in August, excuse me. And the title is what got me. Cop arrested after allegedly throwing McDonald's cheeseburger at wife. That's what it says here. Okay, so it says, it reads, the latest McDonald's cheeseburger attack comes from South Florida, where a cop has been accused of throwing fast food at his wife during a violent confrontation yesterday afternoon in their home. Now, pause. I'm not a psychologist. I've never been in law enforcement a day in my life, but I am a true crime fanatic, and one of the things that seemed to be a constant in this line of profession, not all cops, but a lot of them tend to have a little bit of a domestic violence problem, when they go home. They're dealing with jobs that are just like extremely like nerve-wracking. You never know what's going to happen. You're hoping that you don't get like some crazy PCP druggie that's trying to kill you. It's a lot going on. So they tend to take a lot of their stress and a lot of their problems back home and don't know how to deal with it. So the spouse is usually the person, or the kids are the people who get the brunt of all of that. You know, again, not a psychologist, just a true crime fanatic. And this seems to be an issue. Okay, let's go on to the story here. It goes on to say investigators allege that an irate Aunt Andreas Perez, I think is how you say his name, 34, and his spouse had been arguing about financial and infidelity issues when the lawman stormed into the kitchen in his wife's direction, throwing a McDonald's cheeseburger at her. The victim told police that Perez then struck her with a closed fist to the right side of the head behind the ear. During the incident in their Myanmar residence, according to an arrest report, Perez and the woman have been in a relationship for about 8 years and have been married for 3 years total and do share kids in common. Charged with misdemeanor battery, Perez was booked into the county jail where the above mugshot was taken. Perez, who bonded out at the Broward County Jail today, is an officer with the Miami-Dade Police Department, which is headquartered about 25 miles south of Myanmar. Okay, wait, hold on. Myanmar. I don't know how to say that right. All right, so I don't know if a cop gets arrested, does that mean that he's immediately fired? I don't really know what that means. I know a lot of male cops have been beating their wives for a long time, and they always kept their job. So I don't know if there's some sort of clause. I just feel like I doubt it. I just doubt it. I feel like it's like, yeah, I'm going to throw this cheeseburger at your face. I'm going to get arrested, but guess what, bitch? I still got a job. And my job is to carry a gun all day. Like, I don't know. I have no idea. You guys let me know how that works. Like, I may be into true crime, but I'm also not a cop. I have no idea how that works. I'm looking at a photo of this guy, and he doesn't look like an asshole. He just happens to be one. You know what I mean? There's nothing that can be done or said about that. Now, we've had a lot of assholes from Florida. And a lot of them, they just look like they're from Florida. This guy, he's a good looking dude. He's just, you know, a woman beater. So, you know, fuck that guy. Also, you take a McDonald's burger or cheeseburger and you throw it at somebody, that's just going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Those things are like not even meat. So, ow. So obviously it's 'tis the season to overeat. It is the Thanksgiving holiday. So I got a couple of silly Thanksgiving stories to share with you guys. I went ahead and I searched far and wide on the internet and I came across BuzzFeed.com. You know, you can't do any wrong there. So I got a story here that I found there, and it's kind of freaking funny. And as a lesbian, it's even more hilarious and also kind of rude. I love it. It reads here: a family friend who happened to be a lesbian thought it would be a good idea to carry at least 20 plates across the living room before Thanksgiving dinner. In a shocking surprise to absolutely no one, she dropped all of the plates onto the floor. Then my grandmother, who barely knows this friend, says the most infamous words in our family's history. "You know those lesbians, slippery fingers." That is hilarious and disrespectful. Damn you. How dare you? Okay, so here is another one. Back when I was a kid, I thought it would be a funny prank to put a rubber chicken in the oven on Thanksgiving. My mom would laugh and laugh. There's a rubber chicken in the oven. What a gag. 13-year-old me didn't realize that normal adults usually preheat the oven before putting the turkey in. Yeah, that's not a good idea. I got to tell you, there have been times where you put something in the oven because you're like, oh, I'm gonna eat this later. I just don't want like flies or anything to get to it. I'll be right back. I'll get right to it. And then you preheat the oven and you forget it's in there. Yeah, I've done that with a lot of things. I've definitely made the mistake of having something in the oven prior to preheating it and forgetting that it was there. So, yeah, I'm very surprised and shocked that I have not burned down anyone's home because I've done that before in somebody else's home. All right, moving on. Next story. I love these like silly random Thanksgiving stories. And if you guys end up experiencing any random or embarrassing or just plain hilarious Thanksgiving experiences that you had this year or the years previous, you'll write me. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Go ahead and slide into my DMs on the It's Pro Silly Instagram page, or you can go to the Professionally Silly podcast group, and I would love to share your holiday experiences with your friends and family, especially if they're embarrassing or hilarious. Bring those to the table immediately. Okay, so this one says, being the gay Martha Stewart wannabe that I am, I hosted Thanksgiving for years. Dutifully preparing everything from scratch, it was stressful. So one year I told my older sister that it was her turn to do it for once, and she glibly mentioned how easy it was and gave me a passing glance that I took to be a dig. Next thing you know, her husband is carving the cooked turkey, and he feels something strange. Lo and behold, he reaches into the neck cavity and pulls out the bag containing the turkey neck, liver, and giblets that was clearly never removed. My sister looks at me and asks, "What's that? How was I supposed to know that was in there?" My sister looks at me and asks, "What's that? How was I supposed to know that was in there?" We all laughed hysterically, and I gave her a very self-satisfied grin. I will never let her live that one down. So yeah, I've never prepared a turkey myself either. If you're supposed to take out the neck, the liver, and the giblets and shit, and they put in the bag and stuff, like, why is it in there to begin with? Are you supposed to eat that? I don't know. I don't cook turkeys. I just eat them. I have no idea. But I feel like if it's not supposed to be there, then don't put it inside the goddamn turkey. This is how I feel about it. Here's our last Thanksgiving story here. It says here, my grandpa and grandma got divorced, and grandpa eventually remarried. One Thanksgiving during the what are you most thankful for portion of dinner, my not so well grandpa stood up and declared that he regretted letting my grandma divorce him and that it was the biggest mistake of his life, right in front of his new wife. What happened next? What did this outburst of drama culminate with? Nothing. He sat back down. His old wife chuckled nervously, and we continued with the speeches. Basically, we all tried to act like it didn't happen. Yo, what are you supposed to say when your husband stands up and declares that he wishes he had never divorced his first wife while you're sitting there? What does anyone do in that situation? You sit there silently and pretend like you didn't hear that shit, and you ask somebody to pass you the mashed potatoes. There's nothing more to say. Oh my God, that's hilarious. All right, guys, up next, we're going to go ahead and get into the hilarious, drunken, and passionate discussion that my best friend Wesley and my cousin Chris and I had discussing FMK. So I have no idea what it sounds like. I have not heard it since I recorded it a few days ago. If they're slurring, my bad. I'm not going to edit this audio at all. Enjoy. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so fuck, marry, kill. You ready for this one?
All right, I'm ready.
Topanga Lawrence.
Ooh.
Hillary Banks.
Ooh.
Laura Winslow. Fuck, ooh, marry, kill. You okay. Go first.
Me? All right, so I'm gonna go out of order. We're gonna kill Miss Winslow. We want to kill her.
I got you. I understand.
I'm sorry. The way she did Urkel, I understand that. It don't sit right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's the bitch is like, yo, you can't take me to fucking Cheesecake Factory. That's that bitch.
You know what I'm saying? I can't take you to Crystals. Crystals got some, you know what I'm saying? That's got some. Yeah. I got steak and crystals. My grandma used to own one. You know what I'm saying? That's a privilege to go to a crystal with me.
You goddamn right.
You know what I'm saying?
Get a sack full.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So, what was the other two again?
Topanga Lawrence, Hillary Banks.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going side bitty Topanga.
Wow.
She's a good one. I like her a lot, but you know what I'm saying? This I just, something about Hillary.
Something about Ms. Banks?
Something about, yeah. Yeah, that's the, wait, which one is Hillary again?
Yo, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No, no, out of the two sisters. Which one is she?
The light-skinned one. The oldest one.
She's the oldest
one. The one that's not Ashley Banks.
Oh, I thought she was, I'm sorry, flip them.
I probably should have said Ashley Banks.
Flip them.
But Ashley was so young, it felt kind of gross.
But now, she's older now. She's currently aged up. She's okay, you know what I'm saying? We're going to flip those. We're going to side biddy Hillary. She's been a Playboy. See, you know what I'm saying? She's a sight biddy. I'm sorry, we're gonna have to wipe up Topanga. We're gonna wipe up Topanga.
All right.
Wiping up Topanga.
Here's what I got. I'm gonna marry Topanga Lawrence. You kinda have to. Because you marry her, you also get to, you know, get a little intimate as well.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yes.
I'm definitely gonna have to side biddy Hillary Banks. You know what I'm saying? She's you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But here's the thing, she might still, even take you out for a drink or so. She got that money.
You're still getting access to like all of her social, like, you know, facts, what I'm saying, resources. Facts. Y'all gonna be hanging out. You know what I'm saying. Y'all gonna be seen out low key.
Facts.
Even though you side bending her. You know what I'm saying. You side piece.
And I'm with you on the Laura Winslow. She gotta go. She gotta go, man.
Because
she wanted Steve to be something that he wasn't.
How you gonna?
Oh, you gotta be Stefan.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Myra was in love as fuck with Steve.
I gotta go to space before you fuck with a nigga.
Right.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know they got married and shit later on, but it took you a long ass time.
I gotta fix a spaceship
to see this nigga for what he truly was. You know what I'm saying? What about
it's
you,
not
man?
Gonna work.
FMK.
Honestly, I'm gonna fuck Myra.
That's not even.
I know, but she's my girl.
All right, so that's Chris's tech. This is a.
She's definitely gonna get fucked.
Oh.
She's gonna be a sex slave. Cause she was just so bad to Steve.
Hey, yeah, she's gonna get punished.
She's gonna get punished. Sexually. And what was the last chick?
Topanga Lawrence and Hillary Banks. You just.
I'm gonna marry Topanga and Hillary. You can kill her. Nobody cares about Hillary.
Thank you.
Damn.
He said it. He said what I couldn't say. Low
it's
key.
The Professionally Silly Podcast.
If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's duck when someone throws a cheeseburger in your direction, because them bitches hurt. Professionally Silly Life Rules. I'm trying to save lives, okay? Shout out to my listeners. I love you guys. It's always a great time. I love your faces, but you know what I love most of all? The ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review. It definitely, definitely, definitely will help my podcast grow. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, do me a favor, share this podcast with a friend. Help me grow. And there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. Don't be selfish. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. All right. All of that stuff is down below in the show notes, along with my link tree and all my most used social media platforms. If you want to call me up, you can leave a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. If you want to email me because you have a question or you have an idea for a podcast episode, whatever, my email is down below in the show notes as well. Yeah. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. That is also down below in the show notes as well. Once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. I'll bet you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, and save me some mac and cheese. I love that shit. It's delicious. You got my P.O. Box. Send it. Dry ice. Get it done. And I'll leave you with this. If I weigh 99 pounds and eat a pound of nachos, am I like 1% nacho? Until next time, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. I'll see you guys next week.